everybody, and welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm Richard. I'm here again with Tammy, Cecilia, and Mindy. This time, the program is going to be featuring just one topic, and that is our 2014 summer reading program, Fizz Boom Read. When our program starts, there are going to be a few requirements. The requirements for reading, we're having people set their own goals. And the people that I'm talking about can be K through adult. Any age can participate, from kindergarten to adults. Anybody who loves the reading, participate. We like to have fun with everybody. We have a couple of programming requirements for the kindergarten through sixth grades. We ask that they attend two programs for the summer reading program. And the teenagers and adults, we ask for them to at least attend one program. That is going to be part of the requirements to get the free t-shirt at the end of the program. And for each week, we do have a weekly drawing. When you come in, if you'll turn in a book report, which is fairly simple, just filling out what book you read and the author and if you liked it, at least turn in one of those reports each week and you'll be eligible for the weekly prize that will be available for everybody. Also, each week we're going to have contests. And we'll get into the specifics of the contest here in a bit. But everybody come in each week to be sure they get a chance to participate with the contest, if you would like. Be sure to come in each week and participate with the contest. And everybody tries to have fun with those. When we actually have you sign up, we will give you a calendar as well with all this information as well. So you don't have to remember everything in your head. This is just a reading of the calendar, and we'll give you one when you sign up. And I believe that's the majority of the requirements. Can you think of anything I've missed, ladies, or does that pretty much cover it?
I think that got it.
Did that get it? Didn't forget anything with my Swiss cheese?
Don't think so.
Don't think so? All right. Well, we'll dive into the first week and actually sign up with our summer reading, and we'll have Cecilia take it from here.
Hello, everyone. And like Richard said, sign-up starts May 19th, and the program actually starts June 2nd. We'll start off on the first week's contest is naming the library's robot. You guys get to pick the name, put it in a drawing, and we'll pick out the winner, and that will be our library's robot's library. Our library robot's name. On June 3rd, we start off by having a kids' bingo. We will have two sessions. The first session is going to be from 2 to 3. You can attend one or the other. The second session is from 4 to 5. Sign-up is required. We will have a sign-up sheet the previous week. That way we could start you guys off because we do need you to sign up for this event. On June 4th, we will have a lady that will have some performing bunnies. Her program will be in the Memorial Building. It starts at 6, and I wish for you guys to come and see our little bunny performers. On June 5th, we will have another two sessions of the Kids Bingo, the same time, 2 to 3, or 4 to 5, and sign-up is required. And
What grades is this for?
I think it's for K to 6, I believe, just for the younger ones, right?
The kids that I can attend is K through 6th.
Yeah.
On June 6th, we will have a fun event at the McVeigh Park. We will have an ice cream social. Everyone join us from 7:30 to 9:30 at the McVeigh Park. We will have free ice cream for everyone. And that way we can just get to know each other if you have any questions about the summer reading and just socialize a little bit, have a little bit of fun, eat some ice cream, we'll have some toppings. We hope to see you there.
Okay, so be sure to remember what Cecilia said. The first week, the kids' bingo sign-ups will be the week before, so that'd be the week of May 27th through 30th because the 26th is actually a holiday, so kind of put that on your calendar. And for our second week, we're going to have Mindy discuss that with us.
Second week, we're looking between the 9th and the 14th. We have Guess the Specimen contest going on this week. There will be several specimen jars with ordinary around the house things in it, but they will be a little different. Take some thinking. The last day of the week to turn in your sheets on that will be Saturday the 14th. Now, Tuesday and Thursday at exactly 2 o'clock, there will be a movie for the kids to watch. Parents are welcome to enjoy. There will be a snack provided. On Wednesday...
What time does the movie start, Mindy?
Oh, 2 o'clock. Make sure you're here. Parents are welcome. On Wednesday, Cecilia has made this so fun. There is going to be a ventriloquist at the Memorial Building. And if you've never seen one or want to have a few laughs, come join us. That is another program to enjoy. Now, on Friday the 13th, we'll...
Need the time again. You're leaving off the times.
Yeah, we're looking at 2 o'clock. Hopefully everybody's out of bed by then.
True.
On Friday is kids bowling again. What's the...
What's that?
It's 3rd through 6th? Okay. From 3rd through 6th, from 2 to 4, sign up is required and your own transportation to the bowling alley here in Lakin. Friday evening at 7 p.m., there will be the family movie in the Johanna Schibble Hut meeting room for everybody to spend some time together for their weekly. Now, don't forget to come in during the week and look through the library for the specimens to get that contest done and your name in the drawing.
And just a side note, we have asterisks and sign up required underneath a lot of these items because we are going to be having them in the meeting room. We have limited space, and that is why we require sign ups. So just a little tidbit that I forgot to mention at the first. So any of these, the movies and the bowling alley is, you know, limited lane, so that's why we have the sign-ups. We have the multiple events, like Mindy mentioned, the movies twice. It'll be the exact same movie on the 10th and the 12th. So on one of those dates, just pick the one you want and we sign up on that date.
I do want to add a note to the performers. Everyone is invited. You do not have to be signed up for the summer reading program and able for you to attend. It is going to be at the Memorial Building, and there's extra space. And we want everyone who wants to go see our performers, they are more than welcome to join us.
Cool. That is a fact. Got to mention that. And
on the bowling, is that free for the children?
Yes.
If we... usually provide the bowling. We usually provide the first drink and snack. Then after that, if they want anything more than the individual, will have to purchase it on their own. Because we do have adult bowling, which I'll be mentioning. So whether it's an adult or kids, you'll have to do the first one on us, and then anything extra will be on the actual individual. On the third week, which I'm responsible for, we have Space Facts is going to be the contest for the week. We'll have a questionnaire of some type, probably some possibilities, some pictures on the wall that you might have to identify, or a mishmash of both. But you'll be coming in. We'll give you the paper more than likely, and you'll have to fill in the answers. Turn in your sheet before the end of the week, which will be the 21st on the Saturday. And then everybody that gets everything correct or the person that gets the most items correct, they will be the winners for the prize for that contest. If we have, we didn't mention this before, but if we have multiple people that have the same number of correct guesses or several people that get the same 100% right, then those names will actually be put into a hat and we'll draw who gets the prize at that point. So another side note, we might have more before it's over with. On the 17th, we have a kids movie again, and we will be at 2 o'clock for that as well. Again, that's a sign-up requirement, so the sign-up for that will actually be out the week of the 9th. The first adult teen bingo will be the evening of the 17th from 6:30 to 8:30 in the evening. That is a sign-up required event as well. When we come to Wednesday on the 18th, we have a bubble performer coming to the Memorial Building. And as Cecilia mentioned, that's open for everybody to enjoy. Basically, she takes what everybody's used to is the bubbles that you get at Walmart and blow through a straw and blow bubbles. But this is a person that is more elaborate with them. Giant bubbles. She has, I think, whether she'll attempt it or not, sometimes she attempts trying to, you know, put a person in a bubble. Whether she will do that this time, it just kind of depends on how her program goes. And then for the night, and that will actually be an evening event. That's at 6 p.m. So be sure to mark your calendar correctly on that when you're looking at it, that is an evening performer for Wednesday the 18th. On the 19th, we're going to have a kids' movie again. On the movies, come by the library to see what we're going to be showing and then see if you want to sign up for it or not. But that'll be at 2 o'clock again for the kids. And then at 6:30 to 8:30 that evening, we'll have another teen and adult bingo event. So if you didn't get in the first round of the movies and bingo, sign up for the second round, and we'll see if we can get everybody in. If you forget to sign up, you can come, but there's a caveat. Everybody that signs up gets seats first, and if we have people that don't show up that did sign up, then we'll try to fill in the gaps with people that forgot to sign up. But if you don't sign up, you're not guaranteed a seat, so be aware of that. And then once our sign-up sheets are filled up, that's when they are taken down. For the 20th, the last day of my week, we have adult and teen bowling that evening from 6 to 8 p.m., and again, because of limited lanes, sign up is required. So we'll hopefully see everybody come in that third week and have fun again. And we will turn it to Tammy now for the last week.
Okay, on the last week, the contest for the week of the 23rd through the 28th will be Name Your Robot. We're going to have different pictures of robots on the wall from movies and television shows. And you can see if you know the name of that robot. The 23rd through the 27th, every day we will be doing a science experiment, and you should end up with a fun item to take home. These require sign-up. The sign-up sheet will be out the week before. There will be two sessions. There'll be 10 o'clock to 11, or you can come in the afternoon from 2 to 3, and that is every day of that last week of June. On the 27th, we will have a family movie night in the meeting room at 7 o'clock, and it is bring your own snack. So you can bring your snack and your drink and come in and enjoy a movie. On the 28th is when actually the summer reading program ends. We'll need to have all your reports turned in by then of all the books that you've read, and we hope that everybody finishes and has a good time and gets a t-shirt. But at 8 o'clock on the 28th in the evening, behind the library, we will have a concert. It's open to everybody. Come and listen to the music or
have fun.
Shake a leg or dance around. The band is King Midas.
I can't remember what the band's name is. I know King Midas.
And the mufflers.
There.
King Midas and the mufflers. And so we're going to have a really good time to celebrate the end of a super great summer reading program, and we hope to see everybody there.
I just want to mention one thing now that you mentioned the experiments. We are needing supplies for these. We would gladly accept donations. So far in our list of supplies that we are needing, canning jars, and those are for the specimens that we're going to put in. We need sandwich bags for our experiments when we're done with them.
The Ziploc kind.
We need flour, some salt. We need oil, cooking oil. And you don't have to spend the brand name. You don't have to spend money on the brand name. You can just buy the off-brand. We need glue, and we also need popcorn, microwavable popcorn, and Kool-Aid packs, the individual little small packs. Any flavor would be fine. We would really appreciate it if you could donate some of these things for us. Thank you.
Cecilia, what kind of canning jars are you needing?
Any size, glass jars, just any size would be fine. Thank you.
And sandwich bags, are you talking just the small?
Small Ziploc sandwich bags. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Ziploc, not the fold-over kind.
Okay, Tammy.
Because then we might need, you know, if their experiment might escape.
And along the same lines with Cecilia mentioning the people wanting to help donate supplies and stuff, we also accept donations from anybody and the local businesses. And just to mention a few that have actually donated so far, Kearney County Bank, Santa Fe Trail Liquor, Farm Bureau, the agency, Golden Plains Credit Union, Pioneer Communication, Shorty's, Subway, The Wooden Spoon, CarQuest, Details, and Scissor Hands have all donated
Tri-Rotor.
Tri-Rotor as well. Thank you, Cecilia. They've already committed for donations. We have some others that are forthcoming that they've talked to us with. If you're interested in donating for that, what we do with our donors is we try to recognize them with a listing during the program, but also on our website, we have a column that's up for each year, and our main event is summer reading when we ask for donations. If you have a web page or a Facebook page that we can link to, we put your names on the list on our website that we can, so people can link to your page. Even if you don't have a website or a Facebook page, we'll list your name as well. And they stay up for that whole next year until we get ready for the next summer reading program. So that's one way for us to say thank you to our donors and sponsors that help out with summer reading, because without them, some of the programs that we bring in would not be possible. So thank you to all of them that do donate to us. We do appreciate it. And with that, I believe we're pretty much rounding it up. Is there anything else you ladies can think of that we might have missed, or is that pretty much covered?
We just want everybody to come and sign up and have a great time.
The library, we like to have people come in and have fun. We're not a quiet library. We let people visit, so you don't have to be quiet. We try to have fun here as well. One side note on the T-shirts, we've mentioned those throughout the podcast. One of the things that does happen in the reports we've gotten back through the years is with the company we go through, they're made a little small. So if you want to get something that fits relatively good, you might want to bump up your size to the next level, if I remember right. Or do they run big?
Well, I think that's just on the women's cut.
Just Richard. On women's cut?
Yeah, okay. They run a little. I think the rest of them are fine.
Okay. So remember that when we're signing everybody up. Like I said, we'll give you a calendar, and then you can put it on your fridge so you know all the dates and details. Some events could possibly be snuck in after the fact. We're still working on a few. There might be some unfortunate events where if a performer can't make it, it might be canceled. But hopefully everything will run smoothly for us. But be aware that sometimes things do happen and we have to adjust with our performers. So be aware of that. I believe that pretty much covers it. Cecilia is our coordinator. Mindy is her assistant, so be sure to thank them for all their work that they've done on this program for you. Is there anything else, Cecilia, that I forgot, or is that pretty much it?
That's pretty much it. We just hope to see you here at the library. Sign up, call. You're more than welcome to call, and we'll sign you up over the phone.
All right, and to be able to do that, our number here is 355-6674. Give us a call, and one of the librarians can help out. We are Catty Corner from the elementary school here in Lakin on Highway 25. So if you want to stop in, be sure to do that. And we look forward to seeing everybody. Everybody have a good one out there. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, Catty Corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info. KearneyColib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.